Lindsey Graham, the Democratic Party is the one who colluded with the Russians. By Jeff Poor on June 4, 2020. Thursday on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, discussed the testimony given by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein a day earlier before the Senate Judiciary Committee, a committee that Graham chairs. Graham said he detected a sense of carelessness from Democrats and argued that based on evidence, it was Democrats that colluded with Russians, not the 2016 Trump campaign. "I got that nobody on the Democratic side gives a damn about this," he said. "They asked me and Grassley and Senator Tillis to support legislation to make sure that Mueller could not be fired except without cause, to investigate everything Trump. For 2.5 years everything Trump, his family, his businesses, were looked at Mueller, and what have we learned?" Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, told us that the people in charge of the Mueller investigation manipulated evidence, withheld exculpatory information from the court, and got court warrants against Carter Page illegally. They were reprimanded by the FISA court. General Flynn's case was recommended to be dropped on January 4 because there was no evidence he was colluding with the Russians. "And Comey and Obama kept it going," Graham continued. "So here's what I think the Democratic Party is the one who colluded with the Russians. I think Christopher Steele was paid for by the Democratic Party, a former British agent. He went to, got a Russian subsource who is connected to the Russian intelligence community. They created a document against Donald Trump that's a bunch of lies and a bunch of garbage. And they got the FISA court to use that document to issue a warrant 4 times against Carter Page." And Rosenstein said, "If I knew all of this then, I wouldn't have signed the warrant," he added. "If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have signed the warrant. Oh, and by the way, now that I know all of this, there was no reason to suspect Flynn, Carter Page, or Papadopoulos were working with the Russians. If that's the case, why did it take 2.5 years? Two, to my Democratic colleagues, the rule of law can't be a tool to be used for your purposes. It can't be a tool to be used for partisan purposes. It's got to apply to both parties, and I'm hoping at least there'll be some interest by the Democratic Party of trying to explain to the American people how Carter Page's life was turned upside down. How the FBI and the Department of Justice could lie to the court over and over and have some interest in finding out how it happened and stopping it." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.